In northwest Africa, many people in the Sahara Desert country of Mauritania have been on vacation for much of the past month. They're celebrating Gaitna, the annual harvest of the dates. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Matar.
At the end of a typically scorching day of 105-degree temperatures, a cool breeze blows through the date palm trees next to the ancient city of Attar. Attar's inhabitants have built a network of irrigated gardens on this plateau, creating a peaceful oasis right on the edge of the Sahara Desert. This is the place people flock to during Gaitna, the summer season when Mauritanians harvest dates. The family of Hajetu Mint Taya, a middle-aged mother and businesswoman, is no exception. Taya's teenage son, Mohammed, goes to work with a knife, cutting the bunches of bright red dates that grow beneath the fronds of the date palms. Yulm, a man in his 40s dressed in a flowing white robe, takes a moment to explain the Gaitna season.
People
have been on vacation for the last month or two, he says. Gaitna is almost over now, and the dates are almost gone, because now the rains are coming, and the rains and the dates do not go well together. As he speaks, lightning bolts flash on the horizon, and the occasional drop of rain hits the sand in the garden. But the coming storm doesn't stop Taya and her family from unrolling a red carpet and laying out cushions on the open porch outside their one-room garden house. Very quickly, the family settles down to what may be Mauritania's most popular pastime, drinking mint tea. Taya's daughter, Fatimatu, cools the tea and mixes its two main ingredients, sugar and fresh mint, by briskly pouring the liquid back and forth between several shot glass-sized cups. The cups are passed around again and again on small aluminum trays. It's tradition here to drink three cups in one sitting, but many Mauritanians end up drinking six or more. And throughout, they talk and talk and talk. People seem to have a lot of time on their hands in the desert. At prayer time, family members will turn one by one to face Mecca and murmur quiet verses from the Quran. But even then, nothing disturbs the relaxed rhythms of the Gaitna holiday. Franklin Graham is a Peace Corps volunteer from Seattle who spent 2 years living in Attar. He says Gaitna is his favorite time of year in Mauritania.
This is the idea of Gaitna. You get underneath a tent, you make some tea, you eat some dates, you kill a goat and roast up the meat, and you talk with your friends, your family, and you hang out. That's what Gaitna is all about.
And of course, there are the dates. Mauritanians give visitors hand-picked dates by the bagful. In markets, 40 cents will buy you 5 packages of both the dark and light variety, wrapped in tightly woven homemade baskets made from date palm fronds. But if you're visiting Mauritania during Gaitna, please don't make the mistake of spitting your date pits on the ground. The Mauritanians make good use of them. Taya brews up a dish called insha. It's made of date pits ground into a fine powder. Mixed with water and a helping of sugar, the watery porridge is usually fed to babies or goats, or in this case, a visiting American. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Attar, Mauritania.